following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone and see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. But you don't want to do a UE. You don't want to go back to the office to log onto your computer. I have a better way. Use Citrix's new Go to My PC app for iPhone. It's like having your work computer right in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere. With Go to My PC app for iPhone, you can edit PowerPoints, work on any file right from your iPhone. You can log on to your Mac or PC with Go to My PC app for iPads, too. Listen, my wife uses this regularly, and it saves her so much time and so many headaches. You don't want to do a UE in the road. Just head home and use Go to My PC app for iPhone. Try and Go to My PC today. We've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Three, six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merit's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mog. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Friday. Glad to have you along with us. And we are jam-packed. Coming up in this segment, Charles Davis from the NFL Network and Fox Sports. He's in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl tonight. He will also talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of pro sports. We will be bringing you Mark Manning, the head wrestling coach at Nebraska, as they open Big Ten action tonight. Plus, we'll touch on why the high school duels, besides the obvious, get more fans. I get that. And how they decided on these teams and how it all came together. We'll talk with the coach about that. And in the last portion of the show, right around 1140, 1145, it's off to Vegas. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we have to make our NFL selections for this weekend. And maybe if you want to change your Super Bowl picks, it's kind of like Mike and Mike. I'm still there. You? Not so much.
One of the two still there.
So we'll talk about that, and you can hear all of the NFL playoff games here on the ESPN Network starting tomorrow afternoon. And that Detroit Saints game, there's always a game where you go, God, couldn't they be matched up against the other teams? Because I kind of want to see them both win. And that's what I get for this wild card matchup with the Saints and the Lions. Again, though, it's pretty obvious. There's one team I want to see go down and go down hard, and that's the New York Football Giants. Come on, Atlanta. Come on, Matt Ryan. Come on, Michael Turner, Julio Jones. Get it done.
It's weird how people are starting to say Julio Jones instead of Roddy White. I don't think that, I think that's becoming one of those deals. Roddy White was one of the top receivers going in. People replaced him already with the playmaking billing of a young receiver.
Well, people that follow the NFL like I do know that that's what's going on.
Very true. Very true.
By the way, you've got a rant that I know nothing about that you want to go on.
No, here. I don't really have a rant.
I want to bring this up on air. We've talked about fantasy football all the time. We had Jeff Erickson on every Thursday. You are the commissioner of a certain league that we are both in. Are you just making up rules on the fly? Because I've been checking into paying fifth place here, and I'm thinking maybe as we go back to the minutes of the meeting, it was like 10 to 2, yeah, we should pay fifth and not pay last.
No.
Yeah, I see.
See, we run this, as commissioner, you run this as a dictatorship.
Yeah, see, that's I knew it. I just wanted that to come out on air.
Okay.
Now you.
All right.
What's wrong with you today?
This deal's come out a couple times. I've heard it from a couple, three people. I checked it out on the internet. Apparently, it's true. A couple of
if
guys,
it's on the internet, it's true.
Well, no, it's a verified story. A couple guys over by Gibbon decided they would go hunting, and they ended up shooting two trumpeter swans that they claim were snow geese. When teal season opens and you whack blue herons, I'm a trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. Its head is black and its beak is black. What part of a snow goose? That's the best you could do? Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, yeah, we just whacked these two things because they look cool. Just say, you know what? I got a buddy that's a taxidermist. I thought they'd look cool on my wall. Don't say they were snow geese. Doug, when you're a hunter and you respect the outdoors, you can't go kangaroo hunting and come home with a giraffe. What goes through your mind when you pull up on this thing that's flying past you at 4.5 miles an hour and you pull the trigger? A trumpeter swan would take off for Florida and be there, I don't know, about 3 years from Thursday, all right? A snow goose gets a good north breeze behind it, it'd be there in about, I don't know, a week from today. These animals are nothing alike. They knock the first one down. Supposedly the other one swings around looking for his buddy, comes back at 5.25 miles an hour, and they blow it away. I just don't understand.
Only on Doug and Daddy.
I just don't.
Now, did you have anything else?
Okay.
Because I couldn't tell them apart because I'm not a hunter.
You would
snow geese are white.
So is the trumpeter swan.
I'm just telling you all I know about what you just talked about.
Well, kangaroos are brown and so are mountain lion. You can tell them apart.
Okay.
The other thing I've got is Landon Collins is a kid that played in the Under Armour All-Star game last night, announcing his decision to go to Alabama over LSU with his family behind him. So his mom, of course, is 31 years old, maybe 32. But the whole family's so pumped up for Landon. Did you see it, Jeff? Did you see it, Doug? Oh, it's on SportsCenter all morning. The kid said, I got two words, Roll Tide, and he's got two A's on his hands. The family doesn't react. The mom swallows hard. The guy puts a microphone in her face and says, why the lack of excitement for your son's biggest decision so far of his life at 20, or in this case, 23? She says, well, I just thought LSU's a better place for him. LSU, go Tigers, LSU number one. What that interpreted through me means, oh, crapola, we've got to give the stuff they gave us back. We got trouble here, folks. They said if we got him to come here, we could keep all that stuff. Now he's going to Alabama? Oh, no. Alabama stuff wasn't as nice. What do we do now? That was the look on her face. Was, oh, crap. Cheating, suspensions immediately. That's what I got to say about it. If you see the rule tide.
Freaking me out.
I'm just telling you, what you see is what you watch it, you'll get the same feeling.
You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. All you have to do is send us your email about whatever it is Daddy was just talking about. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on as we are continuing this first week of January. And as always, a pleasure to catch up with our next guest to talk the NFL and college as he gets ready for the Cotton Bowl, which a lot of people, I don't know why they're forgetting this, because the next thing you know, when we get into the playoffs, this is going to be a big player.
Well, you'd think so. Charles Davis joins us. Charles, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And what are you more fired up for, the Cotton Bowl, playoff football?
Well, I'm fired up for the Cotton Bowl because I'm working it. So, you know, I mean, I'm excited about that one. But, look, who doesn't love both? I mean, this Cotton Bowl matchup is the only non-BCS bowl game that has two top 10 teams in the BCS rankings playing in it. So this is exciting for us, you know, for me and my colleagues at Fox to have a game of that magnitude, because if we didn't have limiting rules in place, Arkansas is in a BCS game. Their only two losses are to number one and number two, to LSU and to Alabama. So if we didn't have that rule where no more than two for a conference would go, you know they would have been snapped up immediately. The second one is I'm still flabbergasted that Kansas State's not in a BCS bowl. 10-2, lost Oklahoma at home, took Oklahoma State to the absolute limit there. Their only two losses all year long. They're number eight in the rankings, I believe, in the BCS. They're not going. Yet the Big 12, by computers, was ranked the number one conference in the country this year, and only one BCS team in the bowl. Look, Michigan and Virginia Tech put on a nice game. I don't dispute that at all. I don't dispute that they both had really nice seasons. But I thought that Kansas State was more deserving than either one of them to get in. And for Michigan, they're just lucky, frankly, that Michigan State had to play an extra game, which was the Big Ten championship game, and lost. Because when they lost, that opened the door to allow Michigan to go. Yet Michigan State beat Michigan head-to-head, won the same division by a game over Michigan, and frankly has beaten Michigan four straight years. That doesn't smack as fair to me, but, you know, they didn't ask me to participate in the rules deal.
Well, and there's so many different fairness issues. I mean, there's no reason Boise State's playing before Christmas. How long are we going to have to go before we get rid of fairness? Because let's just face it, K-State, they're not a big name, and they don't travel well. That's why they weren't a BCS. That's why they didn't make it into a BCS bowl, and that's probably not fair.
Yeah, and the worst part about that is, you know, I'm not going to dispute it. I'm not going to dispute anything you say, but I'm going to throw something at you. K-State traveling is way better than what with the Sugar Bowl experience with Virginia Tech. See, Virginia Tech, they thought they were going to get that. They didn't get it. For whatever reason, the Tech fans decided they weren't doing that this time. When this game was announced, the allotment of tickets at Kansas State, they went in less than 48 hours. Gone. All right? The last time they came here to this Cotton Bowl game, they had over 40,000 people here. So this is how Kansas State travels when they go to big-time bowl games. I'm with you on the first point. They don't know who they are. You know, Kansas State's identity really is Bill Snyder and not much else. I mean, if you ask the average fan to name three players on the Kansas State team, if they're lucky, they can name the quarterback Colin Klein, and then after that, they're lost. That's how they get it done. And I think, as you said, that's what hurt them in the opportunity to go to a BCS bowl game. Because remember, in my criticism of the BCS, you know, bowl poobahs who invite teams, I have to be measured in it. And the reason why is I know as well as anyone that the BCS was set up to make sure that we matched one versus two. After that, they set up parameters about how other people could qualify, and then within those parameters, the bowl could invite whoever they wanted. That's why Boise State doesn't get invited unless they absolutely have to. See, Notre Dame ended up winning eight games in the regular season. If they had won nine, they would have been considered. They would have been in BCS bowl consideration, and I think the three of us can easily agree someone would have taken them.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we have with that. So within those parameters, they were right. They had the right to take other teams. I just think that fans now don't think about the parameters, nor do they care much. To them, what's fair is if you're gonna make a BCS bowl, it should be the teams that are most deserving of going to the bowls, not just the teams with higher name recognition or a deeper tradition like Michigan would have, or Virginia Tech would have a better name recognition. That's what I think the fans are looking at more than anything. The Bulls have a real problem on their hands because their message isn't out there with the fans that really it's one versus two and the rest of it's set up for us to do what we want. The fans don't, that doesn't resonate with them at all.
Charles Davis joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles, I'm glad you didn't give Doug and I that question. How many K-State players can you name? Because I was just going to say Klein, and
I'm
I was
so
drawing
Big Ten focused anymore. I just can't. I just can't.
That's a wild deal. With Oklahoma State winning the other night, does it get us any closer to a playoff, Charles?
I think what gets us closer to a playoff is this conference realignment and shifting that we've had all year long, because we're really getting closer to big boys playing against big boys, and the rest of you who can't keep up are going to go to the wayside. I think we're getting closer to that. I think in the next BCS contract that comes up, which will come up, I believe, in 2013 and start in 2014, all right, I think what we'll have is at least one more game will be called a BCS bowl game, and I think it's the one I'm sitting now here in Dallas. I think the Cotton Bowl goes back to that status. It's got the stadium, the name recognition, the tradition, how well they run the bowl. They're looking for another way to add, you know, for two teams, because the BCS itself is tired of getting beat up for people who get left out. So trying to find a way to expand and still not have a playoff, that's what I think is going to happen. But I also believe that there's a lot of pressure coming now for either a plus one, which I think is where they will start, because I think they're going to dip their toe in the water. And then after that, you're going to end up with a four team. And then after that, that's when it opens it up. And now we're going to talk playoff. But the hardest thing is they're going to try and marry the bowl system into the playoffs, because the bowl system has been so good to the college football people for so long. They don't want them to go away. My contention has always been, and I'll probably carry it to my grave, if there's not a playoff before I kick from this mortal coil, all right? If you're going to go playoff, you're not going to be able to marry the bowl system into it. And the reason I say that is I don't know a coach alive that if you tell him you've got a playoff game this week, but we're going to treat it like a bowl, is going to go to that bowl, you know, a week ahead of time. And then if they win, guess what? You've got another one, and you're going to do that again. If you win, you got not going to happen. Plus, you talk about fans traveling. We're already seeing the remnants, guys. Look, Michigan State and Wisconsin played in the Big Ten championship game. Shouldn't have seemed like a big deal playing in Indianapolis. But it's an extra trip for everyone. Call it what you want to. It's still an extra trip. Drive, fly, whatever. It's hotels, it's food, it's money. Michigan State had trouble selling their allotment for the bowl game in Florida. You see, this is what you run into now. When you start adding all this stuff, if you're going to go into the playoff system, that's wonderful, but you're not going to be able to treat them like bowl games. It's just not going to be able to happen. I think if you're going to do it, you're going to have to play home fields in order to try and get a crowd. Look, the NCAA basketball tournament, everybody holds it up like the Holy Grail. Go ask the people a few years ago why they went to what they call the pod system, where you have every regional playing all over the country and they're trying to keep people close to home because they weren't getting attendance in the early rounds. I know that NCAA basketball people hate hearing that, but they know it's true. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone to the pod system. You didn't have the same people when you were sending teams across the country for their initial games because the fans couldn't travel. They had to make decisions. So I'll get off that soapbox and move on.
Now, it's so true and has been debated for a long time. There's just nothing. If there was a perfect system, a lot of people will be able to figure that out.
There's not. Look, I'm ambivalent, guys. Whether you have a playoff system or a bowl system, pick one, go with it. You know, I'm not losing sleep. I'm only adamant on if you're going to have a playoff system and it's going to be more than four teams, which it should be, because a playoff system with four teams to me is not a playoff system. All right? If you're going to get to eight, if you're going to get to 16, then to me the bowls are not part of it. And that's where I think the biggest fight's going to be in college football, because remember the tobacco lobby? We don't see Joe Camel, all right, posters anymore, do we? Right? The tobacco lobby got knocked down. The bowl lobby's strong and still rolling. So you tell me how tough it is if you're going to make that kind of a move.
We're talking to the Marlboro man, Charles Davis, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN
Radio. I like that
one.
Do I get my picture up on the Times Square thing like Kramer did in Seinfeld?
That would be so awesome. Charles, he's so great because one of the very few people that can talk college and NFL football both intelligently. And I want to ask you, I think it's just sports talk fodder and ESPN fodder because we've got 3.5 months till the NFL draft. Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Not even on the same block, are they? Just because Luck didn't win the Heisman, all of a sudden they're trying to figure a way for him not to go number one.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be a whole lot of discussion about that because, look, Robert Griffin's play demands that we take a closer look. All right, what we've seen out of him has been phenomenal. I voted for him for the Heisman Trophy. I thought he deserved it. I thought he was the best player in college football this year in what he did. Do I think he's the best player coming out in the draft? No. But that's not why you vote. You don't vote that. I mean, a lot of times we go back and look at Heisman guys in the pros who didn't win the Heisman and go, how did he not win the Heisman? Well, it's a different animal. You know, it's not apples to apples. We know that. Different guys in college may be better, or their stats come out better, or they play for a more high-profile program. You know, it's like Gino Toretta won it and Marshall Faulk didn't. We look back on that one and go, really? Well, at the time, Gino Toretta was playing for the number one team in the country. Marshall Faulk's team was 500. See, those things come into account when you're voting for those types of trophies. But if you're talking about the best player for the NFL draft, to me it's still Andrew Luck. And I don't lose any sleep debating that. Someone's going to be happy getting Robert Griffin III. I would be happy getting him. But if you're going to ask me what my choice is, I want Andrew Luck in the NFL. That's me. So we'll see. I think out of the GMs that are left standing right now, I think what are we down to, 28 or whatever?
Man.
If you polled them right now and hit them with sodium pentothal, I'd be surprised if you got more than one that might take Robert Griffin over Andrew Luck. I think it would be a 28-0 slam dunk personally.
Charles, we're just another minute here because we can go on and on with you all day long.
That's because I took up all the time.
No,
yeah,
no, you're
fine. Go ahead.
You're fine. Were you surprised Norv Turner will be the coach in San Diego?
No, actually I wasn't, because I'd gotten that vibe late in the season that wasn't where they wanted to go. That wasn't the direction. I think it's kind of one of those deals. You hear a lot that the owner of the Chargers wants to move his son into a GM-type role or a high administrative role, but I think that he wasn't quite ready to do that. And one more year with the people in place, and they just keep looking at it. To last year, they didn't get in because of special teams. This year, they didn't get in really because Phillip Rivers was in a little bit of a funk for a good portion of the season. That team is always built to win. And I think that they just felt like patience, you know, might be a virtue. And frankly, guys, the Texans bringing Gary Kubiak back last year and it turned into a division championship for them, I think has helped the number of coaches around the league who are sitting on that spot about whether they should be patient or not. The Eagles talked about dumping Andy Reid. They decided not to do it because, let's face it, who do you bring into Philadelphia that can withstand and win games as well as Andy has over the years? If you're going to make that change, it takes a special guy. They hung in there with him. They're hanging in there with Norv. I think that Gary Kubiak's success actually bought extra time for guys who were on the fence who have had success in the past.
Charles Davis with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles, I got a little bit of an answer on last week's Fox pregame from some of your colleagues, from Jimmy Johnson, who said one of the reasons, as we look at the NFL playoffs, one of the reasons that the Packers and the Patriots continue to hang in there when they can't run the ball very well and their defenses are getting lit up is because I think they were third and fourth in takeaways, yep. So their abilities to do that. A lot of people are off the Packers bandwagon after one or two weeks, whatever. Yeah. How do you see that going in? I still find it hard to believe that either one of those teams, as great as their offenses are, somebody's got to be able to find a way to play some defense, don't they?
Yeah, you would think, but we're playing defense the new way. I call it the new style. You know, this is like a Beastie Boys of record. Guys, when you get down to it, it is the takeaways nowadays. These offenses are so tuned up, and I see it on both levels. I see it college and pros. You know, when I have a guy like Mike Sherman, a former coach at Texas A&M, look at me and go, Charles, you know how easy it is to score in college football nowadays? And he said, it's almost frightening. He said, you know, being a D coordinator is not a job I would apply for. Because it's hard to slow people down. So the new style of defense isn't holding them under 300 yards and stuffing them and only giving up 14 points. That's almost unrealistic. What you're hoping for is two or three takeaways in a game that tilt the balance for you. Well, let's face it. If you're the Green Bay Packers, and let's say in a game both teams are going to get eight possessions, all right? And Green Bay takes it away twice. Now Aaron Rodgers has 10 possessions. How do you feel about your chances right now?
No,
you feel
thanks.
Pretty good, right? That's how this game works. Don't worry about the yardage. You almost don't worry about the points. Worry about the takeaways, because Oklahoma State, let's go to college. You remember what they were ranked this year in total defense, guys?
106, I believe, the other night.
107. All right? What did they lead the nation in? Takeaways, 42. That's why they had the season that they had, because people went up and down the field on them. But when they took it away a few times, that meant Brandon Weeden, Joseph Randall, Justin Blackman touched it more. Usually ended up in points for the Cowboys. That's how they won. That's how Green Bay wins. That's how New England's winning. That's how New Orleans wins. That's how it goes. Now, what's interesting is Rodgers versus Breeze, if you get the NFC Championship game, Everyone's talking about Breeze for MVP, and I understand why with the records and all. Who gives the ball up more? Drew Breeze does. That means extra possessions for Aaron Rodgers. To me, right now, that's the difference. I understand everybody's on the Saints bandwagon. I get it. They could very well be the best team. Wouldn't shock me. But let's say that game's played evenly, and Breeze throws a couple interceptions. Even the night he broke Marino's record, he threw a couple interceptions. Let's say he does that. I like my chances if I'm Green Bay of Aaron Rodgers taking care of the football because he throws way less.
Is that your pick, Charles, Green Bay?
I'm not getting off the Green Bay bandwagon right now. I think this is actually fueling them. I think they're loving the fact that everyone's on New Orleans. I think this is a wonderful deal. And for everyone who's saying, well, if Matt Flynn can run the offense that well, Aaron Rodgers can't be the MVP, I go, that's one game. And just think of what Rodgers probably could have done that day. So it's just a whole different ball of wax. But if you're Green Bay, you're looking for something to fuel you because you've been the hunted all year long. Guess what? That shifted to New Orleans. And I think Green Bay's happy about it.
Charles, Doug mentioned your colleagues at Fox, Jimmy Johnson. You got colleagues at the NFL Network. If we're in a boxing ring and you got to wear one hat, what team are you on?
You mean am I on the Fox team or the NFL team?
Yeah.
Shoot, are you kidding me? Have you seen my mailbox that has paychecks?
NFL.
All right, guys, I'm on both teams because I get checks from both. So you're not getting me in a boxing ring. That'll be a battle royal where at the end I'm going either double knockout or I'm raising both of their hands and calling it a draw. Are you kidding? I'm not that dumb. Come on.
I want Sap on my team if I'm in that ring.
Hey, listen. I want Sap on my team, but just think if I flip it over, I get Strahan. So, I mean, I got a heck of a deal on my spot. I'm in great shape. All I have to do is stay out of the way.
He is the best. He is Charles Davis. You can catch him Fox, NFL Network, and you'll see him doing the Cotton Bowl with Kansas State taking on Arkansas. Charles, always great to catch up with you and your cousin Tony here. Always the best of luck. We'll catch you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Happy 2012 to you. I know you're going to dominate this year. And, cuz, let's get the family reunion fired up. Let's take it to a great location this year, okay?
I think that would be wonderful. Thank you, Charles,
so much. All right. You guys take care, all right? Talk to you later.
Thanks, Charles. Charles Davis, NFL Network, and he'll be doing for Fox the Cotton Bowl tonight. And while you are getting ready for your evening activities, why not take the date out, maybe take the wife out to Carlos O'Kelly's. Two can dine for less than $20 with their Carlos O'Kelly's 2 for $19.81. You get an appetizer like their chili con queso or queso fundido, two full entrees, and of course, as always, you get unlimited crispy chips and Carlos's made-from-scratch salsa. It's 2 for $19.81, and it's going on tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's, located just south of Kearney Cinema 8 near the interstate in Kearney. Carlos O'Kelly's, check him out tonight. Back with Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, next.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling along on this Friday, the first Friday of 2012 still to come. Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sportsbook, will take a look at the Vegas perspective on what's going on with the NFL playoffs and the national championship game on Monday. Just got done with Charles Davis of the NFL Network and Fox as they get ready for the Cotton Bowl tonight. But it's been kind of a big wrestling week. The Cliff Keen National Duels going on for UNK and for Nebraska. They open their Big Ten slate tonight against Ohio State. And something really neat to do in the next 2 weeks as well. They've got some high school duels before that. And tonight, not just some high school duel. You got number one in A against number one in B, Omaha Scott and Grand Island. And it's a pleasure to catch up on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio once again with the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhusker Wrestling Program, ranked 14th in the country, Mark Manning. Coach, thanks for the time today and congratulations on a great start.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us on, and appreciate the plug.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, we don't have to hide that one of the reasons you want to bring in these high school teams is to help attendance a little bit, but you open the Big Ten. This is going to be a great atmosphere tonight, and you bring in arguably the two best high school teams in the state of Nebraska. How did this all come about? Let's start there, and how did you decide on the teams that Kearney, Grand Island, Omaha, Scott, Madison, how did you come up with those?
Well, we've been working it. It's kind of been in the works for a couple of years, just trying to get, you know, I think everyone wants to kind of see the best against the best and, you know, Class A go against Class B and Class C against D and kind of get those teams together. And it's just kind of been a brain trust of us as far as the staff, just trying to get, you know, teams to do it and work through the logistics of getting the right date, and so tournaments aren't going on. And, you know, the high school coaches have done a great job of working with us to make it happen. So it's been a couple of years in the works, but this year we've been finally able to do it. And I think it's good, you know, obviously it's good to have those teams here, but it's good for wrestling and really show those kids the next level and just expose our program. So,
Mark, 9-0 dual record, incredible. What would you say about the competition? Are you happy with the competition you've faced, and are you tested to this point?
Well, I think most definitely we've been tested. We took fourth at the Las Vegas tournament. It had 40-some teams in it. Ohio State won the tournament. So we only saw one of their wrestlers, but we've seen these guys wrestle. We wrestled them last year at Ohio State. So in our sport, we wrestle Minnesota every year. We've wrestled Iowa a lot at the national duels. We've wrestled Wisconsin the last couple of years, and we've wrestled Michigan in the past, home and home. So for us, it's not as much of a culture shock, but still, you know, it's this league is one tough wrestling league, you know. You know, we know we have a great challenge tonight, but I think, you know, with us a few weeks ago, about a month ago, we beat Wyoming. Wyoming just beat Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's ranked 8th in the country. I think we're pretty well battle tested. But obviously, you know, it's about getting out there and doing it that day, that moment, and season that. So for us, you know, we just want to stay loose, go out and compete hard.
Mark Manning, the head wrestling coach at Nebraska, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, are you at all surprised with the start your team has had?
You know, in some ways, yes, but some ways, no, because I've seen this team. It's a really fun team. Every year is a little bit different. You know, every team's different because you have guys graduate, move on. You have guys grow up and, you know, just make that choice to be great, make that choice to get better over the spring and summer. And we've had a lot of guys do that, and that's why we're at right now. I mean, as far as we've had some freshmen, obviously we have four freshmen in the lineup, but we've had some, you know, those guys just really step up for us and are wrestling very confident. And when you get, you know, guys don't know better. They don't know they shouldn't win. They expect to win. And they were successful in high school. And, you know, guys like James Green, who's a true freshman, and Jake Sufone at 141, they're just tough competitors, and they're going to be a tough out for people. So they come to do battle, and I think those guys have kind of mixed in really well with their upperclassmen, guys like Tucker Lane and Josh Enan, Ridge Kiley. Those guys have been around for a while, so I think it's a great mix, and it's really a fun team to coach. Very fun.
One of the fun kids you've got is Robert Kokish. Did you expect him to make an immediate impact? And is he rated number five because, well, I take that back. Is he rated number five because no one knows this kid and he should be one or two?
Well, I think for us, we knew last year when he was a redshirt freshman, we've never had a guy go 34-0 in a redshirt tournament. And, you know, this guy was lighting them up, and he's a pinner. Robert is, you know, you don't, one thing you don't recruit, and I don't care, NFL, I've never been an NFL coach, but you can't coach toughness. That guy has it. And, you know, when you recruit, you hope a guy's tough, but it's all about their competition. But Robert is one tough competitor, and we saw a lot of battles last year with Jordan Burroughs and Robert in the wrestling room. And, you know, Jordan normally, or, you know, took care of business there, but it was never without a battle. And Robert will battle you, and he's got a lot better. You know, we knew he was good. We knew he was good, and it's not, we expect Robert to win every time out.
Well, of course, coming out of South Dakota, and I haven't met the young kid personally yet, and it sounds like this would be a kid somebody would want to meet because he's pretty green. He's off the farm, a big, tough farm kid. They like to play football and tip cattle. This kid likes to tip combines, from what I understand. He's just a tough, tough competitor. Mark Manning with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get too deep and really discuss what's going on with Ohio State and Iowa next week, a couple of kids that are on different sides of the spectrum here from the Tri-Cities. You got Michael Klingensmith, who hasn't really seen varsity action at all for you, and goes to a lot of the other tournaments.
Well, I can't believe he can't beat that Kokish kid.
Well, yeah, unbelievable. And then you got Austin Wilson, a freshman product who set all the state records out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Just kind of an update on those two from the coach's eyes.
Well, Michael right now is he's got his wisdom teeth out here this last week, and so he's kind of out of commission right now, but what a great young man to have in your program, and this guy is going to be very, very successful in whatever he decides to do. He's probably, you know, Tucker Lane, for instance. Tucker is our heavyweight. Tucker's already graduated. He's only had two A-minuses in his whole college career, and Tucker tells us that he's not even in the same hemisphere academically as Michael Klingensmith. Michael is, 4.0, brilliant guy, and just a great pleasure to have on our team. You know, right now he's not as good as Robert, but, you know, he comes to practice, he does his thing, and, you know, I'd take 30 more of Michael Klingensmith on my team. He's just a great representative of our program and for our university, and he's going to do a lot of great things for us, you know, in the future.
And how about Austin Wilson?
Wow, another guy who, another guy who is a high character guy. He's redshirting obviously right now, and Austin's had a little bit of a back injury, but we think he's going to wrestle this weekend in an open tournament at Hastings College on Saturday. Another guy who's really showing a lot of improvement. He's going to do good things for us. Austin Wolf's definitely be in our lineup sometime here. Not this year, obviously, but in the future for sure. He's a good competitor, and he's going to do really good things. We're really high on Austin Wilson.
Mark, really welcome to the Big Ten, Ohio State, Iowa. No other better way to start it than that, huh? I mean, what were your thoughts? What were the wrestlers saying about that start?
You know, for us, we've wrestled some of these Big Ten teams before. So for us, you know, it's not as much of a culture shock, I'd say, than, you know, say basketball or even football or, you know, some of the other sports. You know, for us, it's about going out there and doing it. You know, it doesn't matter who we're wrestling, whether it's there's a O on the singlet or an I, or they're wearing a purple or red or blue. It's just about going out there and doing our thing. And so for us, it's about helping our guys get ready for March. You know, our sport's a lot like our basketball as far as March Madness. I mean, you want to go undefeated, but you want to get better, put yourself in position to win a national title. And so wrestling, great competition, is going to do that. And, you know, for us, we know we're going to have some guys definitely win tonight. You know, we have three or four guys that are probably heavy favorites, but then there's three or four matches that are toss-ups. And for me, I love that. That's the great challenge, is trying to get our guys to overcome whatever obstacles they have to win those tight matches, and just knock that wall down and be victorious.
And finally, Coach Mark Manning, last question, head coach of the Nebraska wrestling team. What has Jordan Burrow's success done for the program? And you can talk recruiting, you can talk attendance, you can talk national exposure. I guess what's the one thing that really stands out with his success?
Well, for Jordan, it's just about his everyday demeanor. You know, he just got done working out here this morning, just about a half an hour ago. And he's just the same guy he was last year. And that's the credit to Jordan, is, you know, he's the first world champion in U.S. for 5 years. You know, being a world champion in a lot of ways is tougher than being an Olympic champion. It's just the media and the commercial exposure for the Olympic Games is off the charts. But in our sport, Jordan had to beat, you know, there's 48 guys in this weight class from all over the country, or from all over the world. And so for Jordan to win a world title is a big thing. And now he's just training to make the Olympic team, and then obviously be Olympic champion. It's going to come up quick next July, August. So I don't think about it as far as, I mean, I love it, but it's about, if young men, we always don't get the best guy out there, you know, like say when we recruit against Iowa with the Iowa tradition and the Iowa, you know, you're talking about 30 some national championships or Oklahoma State. It's about finding the guy that maybe finished second to that type of guy. And for us, if you come here and you buy into our system, you're going to be successful. You'll be beating those guys. And so I would think, I would love to have a guy like Jordan Burroughs, but they don't, you know. And for us, it's another, you know, it's just like guys like Brandon Brown and Craig Brester who were walk-ons for us. They did it. Jordan wasn't a top, you know, five-star recruit coming out of high school. He came here and made himself into one. And so for us, we sell that. We sell the factor that if you come here, and you buy into it, and you work hard, you're disciplined, you're gonna have success, and you can beat anyone in the country. So Jordan's a living proof of that.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Best of luck as you get into the Big Ten slate. Enjoy the high school matches as well, and best of luck. Keep them healthy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Mark Manning joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as the Huskers take on Ohio State tonight. That's at 7. Omaha Scud and Grand Island at 5 next week before Iowa. Kearney, a 5 o'clock duel against Madison. We're rolling along. We need to take a break. It's amazing that you can pull Michael Klingensmith wisdom's teeth, and he's still the smartest guy in the room. We go to Las Vegas. Mike Prenio joins us next.
Have a better day.
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The $3 flatbread breakfast combo. Choose from three toasty 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwiches and a 16-ounce coffee or refreshing 21-ounce fountain drink. All for only $3. The Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable. Additional charge for extras.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 52 for a high. Northwest winds will also stay breezy at 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll drop back to 19 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling along on a Friday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to head out to Las Vegas in just a moment and catch up with Mike Perenio. But right now, it's time for our T&L Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Pivot Systems, delivering a safe, hassle-free, reliable, hydrostatic pivot system. It runs constantly and provides decades of dependability, just like the gang at the Mandalay Bay, constantly running and dependable. So make life easier on you with a T&L Pivot System. Visit your local dealer or go to TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. Huskers Illustrated talked with Charles Jackson. He's the big recruit that can't get eligible. He's still not eligible. Did not get his SAT, didn't academically qualify to enroll in the fall, can't enroll in January. So his dad telling Huskers Illustrated, we talked to the coaches and let them know that he didn't get the score he needed to report in the spring. Keep plugging at the test, see how to raise the GPA. I know how to do that. Or get the college credit without affecting his eligibility. He goes on to say that Charles Jackson in the similar boat to Braylon Hurd. So
he's a defensive back that we think that Nebraska's got to have, and they expect him to be on the field almost immediately, but to no avail.
That's a TNL Pivotal Husker recruiting update. And time now to go to Las Vegas, where it is beautiful as always, the Mandalay Bay, with the head lifeguard and director of the Race and Sportsbook, Mike Perennio. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. It's the first time I've ever been referred to as a pivot system, but I'm probably the only guy in Vegas that knows what that is also.
Well, it's our first visit in 2012, and I know Daddy's got a lot of questions about the NFL, and you hit the home run with the Packers on a roll last year. But before we do that, your thoughts on the national championship game. How big a deal is that LSU-Alabama? Is it generating interest?
Yeah, that's the biggest college game of the year for us when they single it out. Not sure why they're like playing it on Mondays. They're kind of like the Final Four championship games on a Monday. But it's huge handle and make or break, similar to a Super Bowl. It can have an impact on our year-end revenue. And last year we kind of got middled on it, so we're looking for a better result this year. At least the line's not sitting on an easy number to middle anyway, with a one. It's a pretty solid one out here.
Is there a lot of prop betting going on with that game, or very limited on that?
No, we've got probably 20, 30 different props. The usual stuff. Will there be a special teams or defensive touchdown scored in the game? Will there be a safety, fumbles, how many fumbles lost by both teams? You can bet how much over-under each team's going to score. I mean, there's a whole sheet of props this year, and they seem to add more and more every year.
You got a favorite one?
You know what? With the teams that are playing now, I kind of like the first one I mentioned. Will there be a special teams or defensive touchdown scored in the game? I can see that happening. And, yes, is a 1.5-1 plus 155. Props are not usually the best way to make money betting sports, but it's the fun entertainment way to play, and you can have a lot of fun with props if you don't play that much on them and play a few just for interest's sake.
Mike, obviously want to talk a little NFL, but is the Masters already up? Is Tiger the favorite?
He finally won a tournament. You know what? He's kind of like the Cubs. He's always going to be the favorite until with the Cubs, no one ever learns their lesson, I guess. But the Cubs, we get odds on no matter what. I think they're 4-1, and they have no chance of maybe even finishing in the top two or three in their division. But people bet him every year, and same thing with Tiger. People bet him every time he's there. There was a time when he was 9-5 to win a golf tournament, and he'd win two or three in a row, and we'd go, how much lower can we go? But he's made us some money, since his divorce.
Mike Perennio from the Mandalay Bay joining us. Of course, then there's some of us that go to the Mandalay Bay. We watch NCAA basketball. We grab the master sheet. We circle two or three names on that. We forget about it. We arrive back in Nebraska, and after the Masters, we find that sheet that has Charles Schwartzel circled on it, but no ticket tacked to it. And there you go. So anyway, I don't know who that could have possibly happened to. But
you get distracted while you were here? How could that happen?
Your help. It's so helpful. Michael, a lot of people seem to think that Vegas took a little bit of a bath from the NFL this year because it wasn't, you couldn't set the number high enough. As you've said in the past, when New England went 16-0, you couldn't set the number high enough. I know there were a couple 3 weeks that weren't good, but it sounds like you guys bounced back as usual.
Yeah, we bounced back, and college football was just as bad at the beginning of the year. I know we talked, throughout the year, and yeah. When college and NFL were both getting us pretty bad the beginning of the season, and but it's definitely helped us bounce back lately. And this is the time of year with the playoffs and the BCS championship where we can make money. Doesn't matter what we do the first 10 weeks of the year or 12 or 14 weeks of the year. If we can win in January and February, it makes a big difference because the play was up. And, that's one of the things I can tell you guys is, and I try to explain to people, our handle is way up this year over last year. And that's a factor because people have money to keep betting in through the windows. It's good to have a handle go up, but we don't want it to go up too much, because if it goes up too much, that means people are winning and just betting.
And they're playing with your money. Yeah, that's, as you look to the NFL, Mike, you gave us the Packers a year ago, somebody you really liked, and that was a couple weeks before the playoffs started. Is there somebody from the outside, everybody, you can point out the favorites in New Orleans and Green Bay and the NFC, and I think New England and Baltimore, people feel good about them in the AFC. Is there somebody from off the pace that you like?
You know what? You're right. It's always better to take a stab, before the playoffs start. I'll admit it. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. I took a stab with the Raiders. You know, got them at 50-1, hoping that somehow they could make it in the playoffs. I knew Denver would probably lose, but they couldn't do what they needed to do. So that was my stab this year. I did put a little bit also on the Lions, just because they were 40-1 last week. And right now they're down to 20-1. And there's the only value I can possibly see. The only team that's possibly got any value is Atlanta at 10-1. It's Denver's 40-1. That could be 200-1, I think. And Lions actually were down to 12-1. And the rest of them are less than 3-1, except for Cincinnati and Houston. Houston has no quarterbacks, and Cincinnati's basically got a rookie quarterback, although he's got a year under his belt. Cincinnati could play well. What happened to the Saints last year? They were a 13-point favorite, and Seattle beat them outright, and they're 10.5 over Detroit. So maybe Detroit can do the same thing Seattle did to New Orleans, but and I always like Detroit because of Sue being on the team and being a Nebraska guy. That's always fun.
Well, Mike, I took your advice 3 weeks ago. It was before a Thursday night game, which Atlanta was a 14-point favorite over Jacksonville. I found them in Las Vegas at 50-1 and bet them at that.
Yeah, and they've got a chance. I mean, they're the one team, I think it was at Atlanta the first time they beat New Orleans, but they do have a running game, and they've got a decent quarterback and fairly decent defense, and beating the Giants this week wouldn't be a shock. You're getting 10-1 on them, and then we'll see what happens. It's definitely a weaker field. There's good teams in there with Green Bay, but this first week there's a lot of teams that anybody could win. I wouldn't be surprised to see every dog cover. The only dog that would concern me was Denver, because if Steelers play defense like they can, might be tough for Denver to even score, but we have turnovers and special teams. You never know.
Over-under on that game is right around 33.5. I don't believe I've seen a game in 17 weeks that was that low.
Yeah, and I think Ben maybe hurt, re-injured his ankle too, but their backups are a little better. That total is 33.5, 34, and then the Houston-Cincinnati is 38.5, so if you see that total in the Denver total, you almost got to think that total in Cincinnati is too low. But when you look at the games, but we don't have a prop on it. But it wouldn't be I'm sure you could find one somewhere where Denver score gets shut out, and that might be some decent odds. And barring a turnover or something like that, I could see Denver maybe getting shut out. Although being at Denver, that means they could kick a 58-yard field goal from anywhere on the field.
Mike, does it surprise you that the Houston Texans are going to go with Yates for a quarterback? Jake Delhomme comes in, I believe, 18-28, 200 and some yards. Been there before, but they're going back with Yates, and Kubiak's making that decision.
Yeah, that's something. When that a decision like that's made, I know they always say it's the head coach's decision. That decision's made by the team. You know, the teams decide who they want to play for, and if they don't, NFL teams have a big problem. You see teams in the NFL, someone get a start that probably they're not supporting. That happened with the Colts. If you don't support the team, doesn't support the quarterback, they're not going to play for him. It's kind of silly when you're getting paid that kind of money. But the team has to be behind whoever's quarterback, and that's a large decision on what any head coach makes, is who the linemen, especially in the team, went behind playing. And I would have to say Yates has probably got the backing of his team.
Mike Perenio, last minute with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We've got a chance to watch a Super Bowl there. We've got a chance to watch NCAA basketball tournament there. I've heard the folks that have been out there for big horse racing weekends, which you guys pride yourself on. What's going on right now? And if someone's looking ahead to maybe try and get out there for the Super Bowl or in March for the March Madness, fill them in.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl's less than a month away almost, and we're pretty much already fooled up with seating and everything else. And there's a UFC fight at one of our sister properties that weekend at MGM. So it's a big weekend. It always is, but it's an amazing way to watch the game, and especially maybe when they play the Super Bowl in New York when it might be 0 degrees. It definitely might be busier here in Vegas that year, but if they can come out for that March Madness, like you guys said, you know what it's like out here. It's crowded, it's busy, but it's the best fun atmosphere being next, other than being at courtside at an NCAA tournament game. It's the best place to be.
I don't remember.
Well, the nice thing is it's not courtside, but you can wager. That's the key.
Well, and folks, when Mike says it's busy, those are the places you want to be busy. That's what makes it fun. It's a great, great atmosphere. And everybody always emails, texts us, tells us when you're going to be on, that they want to know. Give the Mike Perenio pick of the week. There's only four games this weekend. Do you got one you like better than the others?
Boy, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I can handle that. Well, I like the Falcons, obviously. I like them to as a bet to maybe get, at least get to the Super Bowl so I can hedge a little bit. But I like the Falcons over the Giants. The Giants are surprising me. I mean, they've been decimated by injuries. If you looked at what the people were supposed to be playing this year and what people are, I don't think I've ever seen anything. It's even worse than Green Bay, although Green Bay overcame it last year. They've done a remarkable job. But, on the other hand, having to beat Dallas isn't that remarkable. So
I think they're
running into the Falcons, who are a much better team. And when you beat Tony Romo in December, I think he's got 2 wins in 5 years in December. It's not that great of an accomplishment. But it's the NFL. Anything can happen, but I like getting 3 points in that game.
Mike, you're the best. We really enjoy having you on. Thank you so much for the time, and enjoy the playoff action along with the Super Bowl when it's upcoming.
Thanks. I appreciate the time, guys.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for throwing more salt in the Dallas Cowboy wound. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, he's the best. Mandalay Bay. Folks, when you go to Vegas, get a hold of Mike. You can go to the Mandalay Bay website, shoot him an email, let him know you're coming out. He'll let you know if there's some good things going on at the Bay or any of their properties. He'll hook you up. He's going to take you. Maybe he'll get you a meal. And if you go out there for horse racing, he really takes care of you. And if you do like to roll it a little bit, they take care of you, just like any other place that you see as far as that. But he's a Nebraska boy, and he's going to give you the special treatment. So we'll look up Mike. If you're going out, tell him you heard about him on the Doug and Daddy Show, heard him on the show. He's going to take care of you. We need to take a break. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, 2 locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Try one of the new Burger King toppers only at BK.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
This Saturday, it's a wild card edition of the NFL as we bring you a special playoff doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, rookie Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals head to Houston to take on the Texans. Then, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints host Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Bengals, Texans, Lions, Saints, Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the Tri-City Storm began the second half of the USHL season, they looked at the schedule and determined they needed 25 wins before the end of the season to get into the playoffs. They already have a good foothold on that goal. Listen to the Storm and count up the wins to the playoffs with Platte River Radio. Storm Hockey is live from Green Bay, Friday on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Then Saturday at Cedar Rapids on Classic Hits 98.9. Keep listening, because the playoffs could be a stormy affair.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 52 for a high. Northwest winds will also stay breezy at 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll drop back to 19 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Danny Show wrapping up this first week of January. We didn't start on like Thursday. January 1st, right there it is, Sunday. One full week already under the belt. Tomorrow, two. Sunday, two. In fact, we're going to give you three games tomorrow because we got that exciting Pittsburgh-SMU Compass Bowl tomorrow at noon, which will lead us right into the NFL playoffs, which kick off just after 3:30. Cincinnati-Houston up first, and that'll be followed by the Giants in Atlanta, right, tomorrow night? So there you go. And they're all right here on ESPN Radio.
Van Halen get back together out here? David Lee Roth back?
Well, they've been together. It just depends who they want singing.
Now they're going on tour again.
Could use some cash. That's why. That's okay, I guess. It's time for our picks. Now, I feel better than I've ever felt because I actually still have both my Super Bowl teams in, and they both had first-round buys. That's never happened. And you? You scratched out a few at the very beginning of the year, or you would still be in contention. You thought, well, Pittsburgh, no, they can't be back there. New England, nah, they can't be back. So here we go. At the beginning of the year, I had Baltimore and New Orleans in the Super Bowl, and you had Atlanta and the Jets, correct?
Right.
All right, here we go. The seeds in the AFC, New England 1, Baltimore 2. Remember, they reseed after this round. Houston and Denver. If you win your division, you don't have to have the best record, but you win your division, you're guaranteed a top 4 seed in a home game. And then Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. In the NFC, it's Green Bay, San Francisco. Then you got New Orleans, the Giants, Atlanta, and Detroit. Let us start in the AFC. Daddy, who you got, Houston, Cincinnati?
I've got Houston beating Cincinnati at home.
I do too, although as I told you during the break, if somebody said bet $100 on like the bottom one of the bottom six teams, I would probably throw it on Cincinnati. I like their odds. I like their matchup. And their defense is good enough to get to the AFC final. And Andy Dalton finds a way to win. I think a lot of people think he's better than some of these quarterbacks, especially if Pittsburgh has to play a backup.
That would be the reason I throw out being a rookie. Same with T.J. Yates. Throw him out down the road because I don't think that's going to happen to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't say they'd win it.
That's why I'm saying they won't advance.
In the other contest, Denver-Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, easy.
You know, Tony, I'm going to do it to these fans out there. I keep thinking about this. If it's going to be low scoring, that means Denver's in it the whole way. if it's low scoring. And Pittsburgh's not going to score more than 20 points in this football game. They can't score it against bad defenses. Denver's got a better kicker. If this comes down to like last week, a 7-3, where you can be close enough kicking a couple extra field goals, why not? Why not keep it going in the offseason with Tim Tebow magic? I will take the Denver Broncos on a Matt Prater field goal to beat Pittsburgh. That means Denver would play New England and Houston would play Baltimore. I do not foresee an upset there, although if there was one, it would be Houston beating Baltimore. But I'm going to say, as I did at the beginning of the year, I do believe Baltimore and New England in the AFC Championship.
That's exactly what I have in the AFC Championship. Obviously, different teams will be playing, but I've got Baltimore and New England advancing to the championship game.
In the NFC, let's go with the Giants in Atlanta.
I've got Atlanta. Picked them at the beginning of the year. I'm not staying away from them now.
I want Atlanta to win. That's why I'm picking the Giants, because I hate them so much. They are starting to move into Yankee territory. I dislike the Giants, but that rumbling in my gut since last Sunday hasn't went away. And I've been eating healthy and drinking a lot of water, so it must be that the Giants are going to win this game. New Orleans and Detroit. I'm taking New Orleans from the simple fact that if they hadn't got beat by Seattle last year, I could see them getting upset this year. They got beat by Seattle last year. That ain't happening again. Detroit might play outstanding, and it won't happen again. I'll take New Orleans.
You're going into a Lions den there, too, and it's not the right Lions den that Detroit wants to be going into. I'm telling you that. Tough place to play, that Superdome. Those fans will be crazy. New Orleans is a better football team than Detroit, and I don't like bullies, a.k.a. Ndamukong Suh, and the way he plays.
I will take New Orleans to beat San Francisco and Green Bay to beat the Giants. Green Bay and New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, which is what I predicted at the beginning of the year, and I feel good about that. This should go down in flames. According to my normal luck, we should have something like a Pittsburgh Giants Super Bowl.
So Atlanta will play who then?
Atlanta will play Green Bay.
Okay, I will
take a rematch of last year's game.
I will take Atlanta to beat Green Bay.
And then you will have
New Orleans playing the 49ers. I will take the 49ers to beat New Orleans, and all hell breaks loose.
Obviously, you take Atlanta to win the NFC.
I take Atlanta to win the NFC, and they face Baltimore. And I take Atlanta to hoist the trophy.
I believe I took Baltimore. I didn't even look. Whoever I took at the beginning of the year, that's who I'm taking. There you go. Do your best, folks. Do your best.
Let's get out of here, Jeff.
Eddie Bike says don't do that to me. Sorry, Eddie Bike. It's been a great week, folks. We had our Husker Roundtable yesterday with Steve Sippel, Sean Callahan, and Mike Babcock. Today, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sportsbook, Charles Davis from the Fox Network, who's going to be doing the Cotton Bowl tonight, and of NFL Network, as he looked at all of the games going on there, and Mark Manning, the head wrestling coach at University of Nebraska. They were all on the show today. Had great guests earlier in the week as well. If you ever miss a show, go to our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Law. It is on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Any of the past shows are up. High school basketball games are up, and today's show will be up in about 15 minutes. So check it out. We'll be back Monday to preview the national championship game, and we will let you know who is in the driver's seat in the Big Dally Deli Bowl Bonanza as we reach Monday's program.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 146 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Have a safe weekend.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.